smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Of times I've been walking around town and I've seen this big truck that says Aussie Mobile, and then it says Mobile Grooming, keep them clean and cute. And I've looked inside and I haven't seen anything, and I decided I'd just write down the phone number and give a call and see what this was all about. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Good Dog Podcast, where today we're focusing on what I think is a unique and very interesting idea: mobile dog grooming. My guest is David Ely.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dave is the owner of this particular franchise of Aussie Mobile Grooming. So tell me about the business.
Well, Aussie Pet Mobile is a nationwide mobile pet grooming service, probably 120 franchises throughout the United States. And this one I've started about 3 months ago here in Marin County, California.
So what is it that you do? You bring this truck to people's homes and groom their dogs right in their driveway?
Right. We have a mobile pet grooming salon completely contained in our big white van, and we go right to people's houses. We park in their driveway. We take the service right to them. We knock on the front door meet with the owners, talk about the services they're looking for, and bring the dog or the cat right out to the van, do it in their driveway, which is an incredible convenience to the owner. And also, the real major plus is provides a major stress reduction for the dog or the cat, where in the past some people take their animals down to pet grooming salons and they leave the animal there for 4 or 5 hours for the day. So the owner has to drive down, drop the animal off, come back to their home. Then at the 4 or 5 hours later, drive back down to the grooming salon, pick the animal up. And the animal has been in a noisy environment, maybe a strange environment with lots of mystery and strange dogs and cats, stressful for many dogs and cats. We eliminate that. We come to the people's homes, and it's one-on-one with Candace, my super groomer, and the dog in the back of the pet mobile.
So the whole operation takes about 45 minutes.
Oh, it depends on a number of things, how long the service is. Depends on the size of the dog, depends on the breed of the dog, and really depends on what the customer wants to have done to the animal.
So, Candace, you've got Lulu right here up on the table today. What are you doing with her?
Lulu is a peek-a-poo, and she's got some pretty long right here right now. So I'm going to bring down her body and legs into a designer cut. It's a modification of a traditional poodle cut, but it makes the dog look more balanced and like a puppy.
Tell me about this system that you have here. You've got a big tub built into the back of a van.
It's a 15-step process that we do, and it begins with brushing out the dog, making sure it's free of mats and debris. And as we move on, we put the dog in the bathtub, and our bathtub is set up with what's called a hydro surge or a hydro spa. And what we do is we fill it up with some warm water and some choice of organic shampoos, and it recirculates the water through a kind of a fountain-like device, and we use that to massage the dog's skin and coat. It gets them clean at the same time while relaxing them. And then after that, we blow them out and brush them again and then get them ready for their haircut.
And this water recycles, you were telling me a little earlier, which I think is very interesting.
The recycling part is during the hydro massage, and then we use fresh, clean water then to rinse the dogs after that.
And then where does the water go?
Our water goes into our gray tanks. We have 260-gallon tanks in the back of the van. One holds clean water and one holds gray water. But since all of our products are all natural, organic, and environmentally friendly, our gray water is clean water, relatively speaking.
So you can actually use it to water my lawn here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no ill effects on the environment with our gray water.
Are there any tips that you can provide to pet owners of how to keep their dogs groomed in between professional groomings?
Absolutely. The first and most important is making sure you're keeping your dog on a regular groom cycle. Dogs' undercoats grow and drop and begin a fresh undercoat approximately every 6 weeks, and their coat grows approximately an inch every month. So making sure you keep your dog on a regular grooming schedule will really help with any of that, as well as making sure you brush out your dog in between grooms. Ask your groomer what kind of brush would be appropriate for your breed, and have them show you how to brush the dog so you can get all the way down to the base of the coat so you don't leave any mats or knots. And regular monitoring of the ears and teeth will also really help your dog in between grooms to stay healthy and happy.
And I guess how often you brush the dog depends on what breed it is.
Relatively speaking, the average owner could not overbrush their dog. You'd have to be pretty ambitious to ever be dangerous with a brush. So I recommend...
daily's good, right?
Short-coated dogs at least once a week. Long-coated or hair dogs, which are like poodles and the like, should be brushed out at least every 2 to 3 days.
Now, she is standing here, she meaning Lulu, is standing here cooperating beautifully with you. What is it that you're doing that is making her so calm and relaxed?
Well, we keep yummy little tidbit treats on board that are allergy-free and all-natural. And I'm also just moving around as she allows me and being very careful where I'm placing my brush, that it's comfortable for her and that she feels confident and safe with what I'm doing.
She certainly does. Is this the sort of thing where you should get your dog started with being brushed when they're puppies so that they are used to it right from the beginning?
Absolutely. Aussie Pup Mobile offers what we call a table training service. When your dog is finished with its first round of vaccinations, you should have your local groomer begin table training your dog. The process consists of brushing your dog on the table, trimming its toenails, teaching it not to be afraid, lots of kisses and attention and positive reinforcement. And taking those steps with a puppy at a very young age allows them to be confident and enjoy being groomed, which is so important with high maintenance dogs.
Is there such a thing as a low maintenance dog?
Grooming perspective, I guess some are more work than others, but you know, the house has always got hair. So
there you go. It's a trade-off, right? So Lulu
Absolutely.
Doesn't shed, but she's high maintenance in other ways.
Right. Whereas a lab is a low maintenance groom, but you have hair all over your home. So
now you offer a special service for dogs that shed called the Furminator. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, our Furminator service is applicable to any dogs who have fur and not hair. Dogs that have hair are breeds such as poodles, Lhasa Apsas, Maltese, drop coat dogs. They have actual hair. Those are non-shedding dogs. But all the other dogs, labs, pugs, pointers, you name it, have this undercoat that comes in that drops every 6 weeks. This company has invented a tool and a accompanying shampoo and conditioner that relaxes the hair, opens the pores, and allows this brush to come in and pull out all the dead undercoat without removing or damaging any of the coarse, healthy outer coat.
When done every 4 to 6 weeks, I'm told that the Furminator reduces shedding by 60 to 80%. Thanks to Candace and David for the grooming tips today. 1-800-PETMOBILE is the number to call for Aussie Petmobile. Chances are there's a franchise near you. I have to say that even though the service costs a little more than what traditional groomers charge, at least in my neighborhood, the convenience and the quality of the cut is definitely worth the difference to me. Thanks for listening to Good Dog. If you like what you hear, please tell your friends, especially people getting new pups, those struggling with behavior challenges, or folks trying to decide when it's time to say goodbye to their four-legged friends. Click on Email Joanne or send an email with your comments and suggestions to gooddog@smarterpodcasts.com.